Philip Simple, PhD in Certain Care. Today's date is 12/21/2024. Dictation is for Jennifer Amarillo. Amarillo spells J-A-M-A-R-I-L-L-O. And Jennifer spells J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Date of birth is 02/25/2008. This is a 16-year-old child accompanied by her dad. Here with fever, headache, cough, sore throat, period. Dad says this symptom's been going on for approximately 2 days. He indicated that he, open parentheses, dad, close parentheses, was also having similar symptoms and was seen yesterday and diagnosed with flu, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed. These are all negative. Next paragraph. Review of system. Patient reports painful swallowing. Next line, patient reports body aches. Next line, patient reports chills. Patient reports elevated temperature. Said she didn't take anything for her temperature. She reports headache. Said headache is not the worst of her life. It's located in the region of her forehead and behind her eyes. She described it as pressure-like gradual onset. Rated 6/10 worse with leaning forward, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese child in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. And blood pressure is 104/63, pulse 128. Respiration 18, temperature 102.2. Next paragraph, patient was given Admotrin and Tylenol in the ERPO. She was observed for approximately 30 minutes or so. Repeat temperature is 101.6. Next paragraph, throat erythematous, edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudate present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next line, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no palpable nose, no tender nodes. Neck is supple. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has inspiratory and expiratory wheezes, is heard diffusely. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm, with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic at 128. A repeat pulse is 104. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort. Range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro. Alert oriented. 93. Cranial nerves 210 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis. Number 2 is flu exposure. Number 3 is acute pharyngitis. Number 4 is reactive airway disease. Number 5 is cough. Number 6 is rhinitis. Number 7 is acute fever, period. Next paragraph. Clinically, the patient received the following medication. 1, nebulizer consists of atropine and albuterol times 1. Next medication, Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Next medication, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately half an hour. Then reevaluated. She reports that she's feeling much better. Her temperature also improved as well as her pulse, period. Patient was sent home with the following work excuse to remain away from work for the next 5 days or so. Prescription are as follows. Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 POB ID for 5 days. Number 10, next medication, Amoxicillin, 500 milligrams, 1 POT ID for 10 days. Number 30. Next medication, Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT, 1 SL, TID PRN for nausea. Dad was advised to increase fluids to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.